Yesterday, we somehow ventured into carpooling talk for a moment. We're talking about how to fight inflation, I guess, and save a little money. Would people start carpooling more?
Yeah, let's stem the demand a little bit and carpool.
And I mentioned at the time that I have vast experience carpooling from my childhood, and that I would tell the story at a time of my choosing of the most crushing moment of my life, which occurred in a carpool setting.
We opened an old wound yesterday by bringing this up.
And now is that time of my choosing. So I rode in a carpool for the majority of my grade school and high school years.
Get ready for made-up names.
All of these names are legitimate, and I've not changed any of them to protect the innocent.
Okay.
So both of my parents worked almost my entire childhood. So my sister and I always needed a ride home and sometimes a ride to work. A lot of times my mom would take us and then friends would pick us up. But a lot of times we had to get rides morning and evening because I rarely lived in a bus district or went to a school that had busing. Only my second grade year when we lived in Enid, Oklahoma, and Carl from the band Listen was our bus driver and also a Grateful Dead wannabe.
But I don't think that was safe for y'all to have Carl.
He was very responsible.
Okay.
Yeah. But outside of that, it was always our parents or a carpool, because I didn't get my driver's license until I was halfway through my junior year because I was the youngest kid in my class every year. So everybody else got their license and they could drive, you know, by the time they were sophomores, but I had to wait till halfway through my junior year, which really sucked. But in grade school, most of the time our carpooling companion family was the Parkers. They had five kids, and so it was a blast to carpool with the Parkers. They were a lot of fun. We had, you know, I had one in my class, my sister had one in her class. Their mother drove a giant Vista Cruiser. You remember the old Oldsmobile station wagon?
Yeah.
And it had the very far back seat, the fourth row seat or whatever that was.
Jump seat back there.
Where you faced backwards.
Mm-hmm. So cool.
Oh, man. If you could ride in the jump seat facing backwards, it was like
you got
were
no
on,
AC back there, but it was fun.
It was like you were on a ride at Six Flags. Uh-huh. It was just a blast. So you're in that car with all these kids. We loved that. We loved carpooling with the Parkers. My first 2 years in high school, my sister was still in grade school, so I had a separate carpool setup, and one of them going to school was with the Maroneys. I've told you about my dear friend Joey Maroney, who in grade school and high school, he and I played more street baseball than probably any two kids in the history of America. It was every day for 10 hours. Well, his sister Mary was a senior. And so she drove us to school those first 2 years of high school. And she drove a VW Bug. And it was thrilling for me, a freshman, to watch her, a senior, work that stick shift every day.
Okay.
Just watch it.
And she was one of those who developed physically very early.
What does that mean?
And guys would come up to me almost every day in high school and tell me how lucky I was to get to ride to school with her. Because the guys worshiped her.
You bet.
But being a freshman, I wasn't on her radar at all. So because of scheduling reasons, I had to get a different ride home each day. She had stuff to do after school, and so walk around being hot. So I hitched a different ride home, and almost all of those rides home were from two different moms. And so there were three or four of us in the car every day going home. And one of the girls in the car with us on the carpool ride home was my all-time crush. Her name was Kyla. From grade school into high school, she was my holy grail. And she was a lot of guys' all-time crush, too. You know, all the guys in grade school, we went crazy over her, and then later in high school. And I couldn't believe how lucky I was that I got to ride home with her every day.
Every day.
It was unbelievable. I looked forward to it and couldn't wait. I had some of the best carpool luck in Oklahoma City history. getting to go.
What a weird brag that is.
Odd claim.
Getting to go to school with Mary and home with Kyla every day. Uh-huh. That was truly beyond my wildest dreams. So, do you remember the Sadie Hawkins dance? I don't know if that's still a thing.
Yeah, I think they still do it.
Okay.
That's where the girl asks the guy.
Yes. Yeah. The girl asks the guy. So for a couple of weeks leading up to this dance, Kyla, on the way home from school every day with us, we always sat in the back seat together, asked me every day, guess who I'm asking to the Sadie Hawkins dance?
Oh, no. I don't know if I can hear this story. I get so uncomfortable at these cringy stories.
With a big smile on her face.
No.
And I would always respond back with a big smile on my face, I don't know. This went on for 2 weeks, every day. In the back seat, a few minutes into the ride, she turned to me. Guess who I'm inviting to the Sadie Hawkins dance next week? I don't know. And then she'd say, you're going to have to wait and find out. So for 2 weeks...
It's got to be you.
I am thinking, my prayers are about to be answered.
Oh, no.
My all-time crush...
Oh, stop.
My all-time crush is going to invite me to the Sadie Hawkins dance. It's obviously going to go really well. We're going to end up getting married.
Sure.
And live happily ever after.
Soulmates.
Every night, this is what you're thinking as you're going to bed, right? You're thinking you're
every
so
night.
Excited because you know that she's going to ask you to this dance.
I can't tell you how excited I was. And I was I was so sure that I'm going to get to spend the rest of my life with my all-time crush. Dear God, you are a good God. Thank you for granting me this.
Started going to church a whole bunch in those 2 weeks.
Right. So now, fast forward to the Wednesday, I think it was, of the next week. On that Thursday, the invitations were going to officially be extended from the girls to the guys. So on that Wednesday drive home, I think I'm at least going to get a really informal invitation, or I don't know, maybe I'm going to have to wait till Thursday. But 10 minutes into the 15-minute drive, she turns to me and says, guess who I'm inviting to the dance tomorrow?
Here it is. This is it.
And I said, I don't know who. And she smiles and says, Brent Lee.
Really?
And scratch.
My mind
car
was turned completely inside out.
Why are you calling me Brent Lee?
All of a sudden your ears started ringing.
I was stunned to the point that I don't remember anything else that was said the rest of the ride home.
You were like one of those guys at in the movies when the mortar goes off next to him and it goes all kind of muffled and ringy.
Yes, that's exactly what it was.
Wait, did you hear what I said?
No. He said I'm inviting Brent Lee.
I don't know how I reacted or what I said the rest of the car ride home, but to make matters worse, insult to injury, those two mothers that drove us home, they didn't even take me to the house. They always dropped me off at the Brahms on the corner, and I had like a 10-minute walk to the house.
Oh, my gosh.
They couldn't just go a couple more blocks?
More Charlie Brown by the moment.
I always thought that was sorry of them, but I never really objected. I just thought that, okay, that's the way it is.
You just get a shake out of the deal.
Deserve to be taken home.
You got dropped off there.
So they opened the door, let me out, and I have this 10-minute walk home. It seemed like a 10-hour walk that day. I was I don't know where my mind was. I was stunned.
I would have gone into Brahms and hammered 3 root beer floats after that.
And to make matters even worse, the next day I go to school, and that's the day the invitations are extended, and I get an invitation to the Sadie Hawkins dance, but it was from a girl I had no interest in going with.
Did you say no?
You know, I honestly don't remember. I think I might have said no.
Oh,
but
you crushed her.
Come on.
You know what?
Why are you passing along the pain?
I don't even remember. I think I may have gone, but
nothing mattered anymore.
The whole week after being turned down was a blur.
Yeah.
So I honestly have no memory of that dance, so I think I may have made something up. I don't know. Somehow I recovered from that moment to go on to win a Marconi and post a 12 share, proving
what a floater he is.
The resiliency of the human spirit.
Steph has not hit as many floaters as he has.
Have you looked up, what's her name, Kayla, what's her name? What's her first name? Kayla?
Kyla.
Kyla. Have you looked her up?
I've looked her up.
Oh, yeah.
Did she get wheels off and storm the Capitol?
Whoa. Whoa, that was a veer left.
I will fill you in off the air.
Okay. All right. Man, that is the saddest thing.
Isn't that a crushing story?
And how sorry is she to do that to you?
I know.
Well, she probably didn't think that he would ever consider himself in her league.
Right.
I think that's it.
Yeah. She didn't mean anything bad.
Let me just tell this spare that I have to ride home with.
I can confide in him. He certainly doesn't think I have any intention.
Oh, right. That's how she. Awful. That's how I processed it eventually.
Oh, that's just so cringy. I can't stand it.
I know.
poor the junior.
So that's carpooling talk.
That's a tough one.
Much worse because it's not like you guys ended up doing something.
Nothing. I don't think she said three more words to me ever again. But it was just that one shining moment in front of everybody. Like, she wanted to raise my status a little bit. Music. It was incredible, dude.
She made his final four.
Yeah.
One shining moment.
Yeah. Musical tribute after that car ride and everything.
The montage of Donnie hugging the door.
Shows him in slow motion coming down the steps.
And one shining moment as I'm hugging the...
Yep.
Don't look at her. Don't look at her.
She hits the tape deck and Jim Nance's hello, friends.
Seriously, not a word in the car the whole ride home.
How weird.
Like, right when we pulled in front of my house, I said, thank you. She's like, hey, no problem. That was it.
So weird.
Really, really weird.
We are getting her on the show within the next week.
Okay.
So great.
I like it.
Sharon and Shay.
Thank you for sharing that story.
Oh. Sharon and Shay roundtable.
I turned that one down, June.
Ooh, that's a bad thing for me.
Well, when
you're now doing jokes that Norm passes up on.
Yeah. Let's see if we can look her up, Sean. Get Sharon.
Yeah, let's do it.
Why did you offer me a ride when
Man,
I was a...
If we could do a segment with my girl, Kyla, Sharon, and Shay... Mm-hmm. Would that not be must tune in for the P1? We have them all on together.
Remember any of this?
None.
You're probably right.
Zero. Yeah. Like, she was like, I don't. What? You've never been in my car. Like, she'll probably say that whole thing. I'm like, it was.
I'm always fascinated by that. Like, these experiences that we carry with us until the day we die.
Mm-hmm.
And the other person involved in them, it meant nothing to them.
Yeah.
So they don't remember.
Don't remember a thing about it.
Mm-mm. Or would she feel 35 years stalked, Donovan? Like, you've been
thinking about it.
Okay,
maybe
that's the name of her memoir.
But I think the only thing that helps is that we did grow up in the same neighborhood, so walking distance from each other's houses. But you know,
did you ever because you liked her walk down the street and go slowly past her house?
I mean, if I walked to catch the bus, I would have to walk right by our house.
That's it. Maybe climb a tree with some binoculars.
Hey. Yeah.
Sean? Sean, do we have a story from the producer's room?
I didn't think about that. Damn it. I didn't think about that. But Sharon, thank you. Thank you for the ride. Let's see. Probably about 86. So how many years ago is that?
And how old was the Mercury Cougar she was driving? Was it like a 70s Mercury Cougar?
It was an older model. It was long.
I used to love
and
those.
It was blue. Yeah.
What did they call those cars? There would be the two door cars. It was like the sports coupe, but it was, I mean, it was, you know, as like 25 feet long the car was, and it would have opera windows in the back, the little oval opera windows, like
those.
A Thunderbirds and the Mercury Cougars. Those are great.
The opera windows on the Thunderbirds were the best.
I loved those.
They were
things.
The best. Oh,
I know, man. It. My kindergarten teacher that I had the biggest crush on. She drove a Mercury Cougar, silver Mercury Cougar with maroon interior, and she gave me a ride home from kindergarten once, and I thought that was the most magical thing ever.
You had a crush in kindergarten?
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
that's when they're magical.
You were like 5.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Those are the most magical times ever.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Let's get her
just
on that round
picture
table.
Of when, female beauty. It was
when did your dad have the sex talk? At 3?
What, you're not thinking about that? It's just a crush.
Yes.
Yeah, those are the best. Mm-hmm. The first, second, third grade.
Oh, yeah.
I remember
like
the third
beautiful
grade.
Teacher, and it's just like,
I just wanted to go to kindergarten every day to see her and be around
during
her.
During your nap time, you're just kind of staring at her
she
as
called
you're supposed
on me.
To be asleep.
I felt like I'd been picked by the universe.
See, that's a different experience. You would not have felt that way had you been taught by nuns through your grade
school. Oh, yeah. Sorry about that, Norm.
First grade, second grade, third grade were nuns for me, so I didn't have any of that going on.
A little tighter.
There weren't any
habit.
Hot nuns, though?
Yeah. No. No.
Never
I mean,
any
they were
hot
beautiful
nuns?
In the eyes of the Lord, but...
Indeed. And we're all beautiful nuns in the eyes of the Lord, but...
But no. It wasn't until fourth grade until I got a hot teacher.
All right. Thank you, Junes. I appreciate the time. Gordon, thank you so much.
You knocked at the door, and
the little slide opens up. What's the password?
That's the password, The ticket, 1310.
The ticket, in you go.
Prohibition.
Yeah, Norm, I went that day from the penthouse to the outhouse with two words, Brentley.
Oh, Brentley. Now, and I know you said you looked up the female who did that to you. Did you ever look up Brent Lee? Do we know what he's doing right now?
I don't.
If they got married? What?
I know.
Like,
they
would
didn't.
That make you feel better if they did?
Yeah, probably.
Like it was soulmates, right? Yeah, it was just bound to happen.
But Brent's never going to have a 12 share.
Did
no, no.
Did you look him up and think you got to be kidding? I'm better looking than him.
No, I don't think I would ever have made that claim. He was a good-looking guy.
That's why she teased you for a couple of weeks. Okay, so I wanted to share with you, to make you feel worse, greatest triumph. Because, like you, I can picture you, Junes, in middle school and high school, and I'm probably, we were in the same boat as far as maybe, you know, nerddom and looks and all that stuff.
Yep.
So we had a girl in our neighborhood. Her name was Sharon, and she was the bee's knees of the entire neighborhood and the entire school. I went to high school downtown Dallas, the old Crozier Tech High School. They had two buildings, one that you waited for when you waited for the bus, this huge staircase that went up to the B building, and everyone just hung out on those stairs waiting for their bus to come pick them up in the afternoons. So Sharon grew up in the neighborhood. She was the same grade as my, same age as my older sister, one grade above me. So there's not a chance in hell that she would even think about a dude like me, but we're in the same neighborhood. So at least she would speak. And that was it. Nothing else.
She knew of you.
Yes. Because of my older sister. Yeah. And she knew, hey, Donnie, how you doing? I'm fine. And that's it. Nothing. So all of my friends are hanging out on the staircase of the B building of my high school waiting for the bus. And we're just cutting up, having a good time. And if you had any type of car in high school, you were a rung above everyone else. It doesn't matter what it looked like. As long as it turned over and ran, you were fine. And she had a long, and I mean long, I don't know if it was a Continental or some type of Mercury. Remember those cars? Like it was just a long ride. So she drove up in front of the school, and it was the only car there. No buses in front. She drove up. She kind of looked. She looked at the staircase, and she said my name and said, come on.
Wow.
Like to give me a ride home, because she did live around the corner. Never happened before ever.
Well.
And it is the best looking girl in school that just invited me to get in her car and ride home.
Did you break out in a sweat?
I tried to play it cool. The first thing I thought was, don't trip down the stairs.
Could you stand up immediately?
That's the worst.
Did the propeller start spinning on your little propeller hat?
I had to put the lolly back into the package, put back in my bag. And no, I kind of gathered my stuff, took a deep breath, and as I was going down the stairs, I turned around and looked at my 15 friends that had their mouths wide open as she invited me to get in the car, in the front seat. There was no one else in the car but me and her as we drove off.
Greatest moment of your life.
Dude,
up until that
let me
point.
Tell you something. As I got in the car and I tried not to look back at him as I was about to drive off. And as soon as she was about to hit the accelerator, I just looked over at them and kind of threw up the peace sign as we drove off. And you know what? She didn't say two words to me in the car. Like, nothing.
What?
It was the weirdest
what
thing.
What was the point?
I don't know.
the next day, did she call another guy down from the stairs?
Yeah. I don't know. She may have, but I wasn't there when she did it, but it was just the one time. The only time I ever was in a car with her was that moment when she called me there in front of every single one of my friends in high school.
Okay. Any moves at all?
No.
You were way too scared to do that.
I was leaning against the car door as we were driving.
As far away from her as you could get.
I can't even dream about getting close to her.
You didn't do the yawn trick like you're at the movies?
No, because it was just the one long bucket seat in the front, and I'm just against the door.
Was there a console in the middle?
No.
Remember?
No, it wasn't.
So, just a bench.
Did you slide your left hand slide your left hand over about 6 inches into the
norm
space between you?
This is a different time.
I was hugged up against the passenger door wondering, why the hell did she call me down there to give me a ride home? And it never happened again.
You never circled back like years later and said, hey, why'd you do that day?
Nope. Because if I saw her right now, I probably still wouldn't be able to talk to her. She was great.
But it was worth something with your friends for several days.
It notched me up a few rungs. I'll tell you that much. My cool factor raised just a tiny bit when that happened. But dude, it was incredible,
man.
And I'm still sweating now from this day thinking about it. Let's try to look her up. See,
you have to have stalked her. I mean, looked her up since then.
No. Not me.
His fingers seem to be going to the keys rather easily here.
I'll tell you her
it's in his browser history.
This made me think about it this morning. So, you know, that's the great thing about social media. Now you can just look people up and say, hey, that's just, I'm wondering how they're doing now. I haven't talked to him in a while.
That story does make me feel worse, but not that much worse because it's not like you guys ended up doing something.
Nothing. I don't think she said three more words to me ever again. But it was just that one shining moment in front of everybody. Like, she wanted to raise my status a little bit. Music. It was incredible, dude.
She made his final four. One shining moment.
Yeah. Musical tribute after that car ride and everything.
The montage of Donnie hugging Jim
shows
door.
Him in slow motion coming down the steps.
And one shining moment as I'm hugging the...
Yep.
Don't look at her. Don't look at her.
She hits the tape deck and Jim Nance says, hello, friends.
Seriously, not a word in the car the whole ride home.
How weird.
Like, right when we pulled in front of my house, I said, thank you. She's like, hey, no problem. That was it.
So weird.
Really, really weird.
We are getting her on the show within the next week.
Okay.
So great.
I like it.
Sharon.
Sharon and Shay.
Thank you for sharing that story.
Oh. Sharon and Shay roundtable.
I turned that one down, June.
Ooh, that's a bad thing for me.
Well, when
you're now doing jokes
down,
that Norm passes up on.
Yeah. Let's see if we can look her up, Sean. Get Sharon.
Yeah, let's do it.
Why did you offer me a ride when
Man,
I was a...
If we could do a segment with my girl, Kyla, Sharon, and Shay... Mm-hmm. Would that not be must tune in for the P1? We have all on together.
Remember any of this?
None.
You're probably right.
Zero. Yeah. Like she's like, I don't. What? You've never been in my car. Like she'll probably say that whole thing. I'm like,
I'm always fascinated by that. Like these experiences that we carry with us until the day we die, and the other person involved in them, it meant nothing to them.
Yeah.
So they don't remember.
Don't remember a thing about it.
Mm-mm. Or would she feel 35 years stalked, Donovan? Like you've been
thinking about it.
Okay.
Maybe.
That's the name of her memoir.
But I think the only thing that helps is that we did grow up in the same neighborhood. So walking distance from each other's houses, but, you know.
Did you ever, because you liked her, walk down the street and go slowly past her house?
I mean, if I walked to catch the bus, I would have to walk right by her house.
That's it. Maybe climb a tree with some binoculars.
Hey. Yeah.
Sean, do we have a story from the producer's room?
Yeah. I didn't think about that. Damn it. I didn't think about that. But Sharon, thank you. Thank you for the ride. Let's see. Probably about 86. So how many years ago is that?
36. And how old was the Mercury Cougar she was driving? Was it like a 70s Mercury Cougar?
It was an older model. It was long.
I used to love
and
those.
It was blue.
Old.
Yeah.
What did they call those cars? They would be the 2-door cars. It was like the sports coupe, but it was I mean, it was, you know, as like 25 feet long, the car was, and it would have opera windows in the back, the little oval opera windows, like those. A Thunderbirds and the Mercury Cougars. Those are great.
The opera windows on the Thunderbirds were the best.
I loved those
things.
They
were the best.
I know it. My kindergarten teacher that I had the biggest crush on, she drove a Mercury Cougar, silver Mercury Cougar with maroon interior, and she gave me a ride home from kindergarten once, and I thought that was the most magical thing ever.
You had a crush in kindergarten?
Oh, yeah. That's when they're magical.
You were like five.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Those are the most magical times ever.
Absolutely.
She was just a picture of female beauty.
It was
when did your dad have the sex talk? At three?
When you're not thinking about that. It's just a crush.
Yes.
Yeah, those are the best. Mm-hmm. The first, second, third grade.
Oh, yeah. I remember the third beautiful teacher, and it's just like... I just wanted to go to kindergarten every day to see her and be around
during
her.
During nap time, you're just kind of staring at her as
called
you're supposed
on me.
To be asleep.
I felt like I'd been picked by the universe.
See, that's a different experience. You would not have felt that way had you been taught by nuns through your grade.
Oh, yeah. Sorry about that, Norm.
First grade, second grade, third grade were nuns for me, so I didn't have any of that going on.
A little tighter.
There weren't any
habit.
Hot nuns, though?
Yeah.
No. No.
Never
I mean,
any
they were
hot
beautiful
nuns?
In the eyes of the Lord, but
indeed. And we're all beautiful nuns in the eyes of the Lord, but
but no. It wasn't until fourth grade till I got a hot teacher.
Oh, all right. Thank you, Junes. I appreciate the time. Gordon, thank you so much.